I'm Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov.
Hello, my name is Alyssa Potter, and I'm the intelligence analyst here at OHSP that covers Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, also known as AQAP. Today, we'll be discussing recent messaging from the group. I also have with me fellow intelligence analyst Angie Gadd.
Hello.
Who will later be discussing recent ISIS propaganda. Following the attacks in Orlando, Florida and Nice, France this summer, AQAP quickly published two inspire guides, both praising attacks executed on behalf of ISIS and then later officially claimed by ISIS, injecting themselves into current events despite having no involvement. Here are the highlights from the two issues. The Inspire Guide Orlando operation, released on June 23rd, scrutinized the operation with the purpose of drawing specific lessons learned from the nightclub attack and to encourage this type of lone offender tactic in future operations. This was a four-page guide that praised various tactics used by Omar Mateen, who was the attacker in this incident in the Orlando shooting at the Pulse nightclub. So some of the tactics that they discussed in this Inspire guide was high number of victims, careful target selection, the time of the attack, the shooter's background using firearms, Mateen's ability to take hostages, and the use of social media during the attack.
So Alyssa, just tell everyone how long the Inspire magazines usually are compared to these new Inspire guides that have been released.
So traditionally, Inspire magazine, a full issue, will come out twice a year, usually once in the spring and then once right before 9/11. And they're usually about maybe 60 pages long, and they all follow a certain format. So they will have operational guides, like how to make bombs. They'll offer some commentary on what the media has mentioned about them. They'll also have some kind of target selection. So the past two issues, issues 14 and 15, we saw professional assassinations, but one focused on assassinations at workplaces for economic figures, and then one focused at the workplace. So they kind of switch it up a little bit, but most of the time they follow a standard format and it's a longer issue.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to mention is a reoccurring theme that we'll see among these two guides, and that is AQAP's support of lone jihad, regardless of an individual's affiliation. So Angie's going to talk about this later also with the blended extremism and ISIS. In this case, AQAP comments on how the operation in Orlando could have been carried out differently to increase the number of victims, as well as other suggestions, including avoiding attacks on minorities. So they suggest that attacks on minorities should be avoided because that takes away from the real motives of the operation. They noted that American media, in particular, focused on the fact that a minority group was the target. They also suggested targeting areas where Anglo-Saxon communities congregate because those are the areas where you'll find the majority of Americans.
So here, AQAP kind of tends to take a softer approach, relatively softer approach than ISIS, where ISIS really doesn't discriminate in their targets. So you see AQAP trying to really invoke that hearts and minds approach where they're trying to appeal to Muslims, where they see ISIS kind of pushing them away because they're just attacking indiscriminately.
AQAP also takes issue with Mateen not using IEDs and saying that he could have used them by reading old Inspire magazines and then using those techniques found in there. So finally, AQAP calls upon Muslims in America to take up arms in defense of their religion and to follow in the footsteps of Omar Mateen. So again, we're seeing this kind of rallying cry to get anyone to respond to AQAP in hopes that someone will conduct an HVE attack and claim it on AQAP's behalf as opposed to ISIS, as we've seen this past year and in the past.
I mean, historically, ISIS, in every single issue, they've had 15 issues of Dabiq, which is their English language magazine as well. In every single issue, they've called for individual jihad. I don't know if Inspire has done the same, where they've emphasized lone wolf attack.
I think most issues they have as well. I think that's probably special like the dedication cornerstone of their, you know, messages, is to go ahead and, you know, encourage that, since they haven't been able to conduct these attacks themselves.
Yeah.
So the next issue is the Inspire Guide Nice operation, which was released on July 21st. AQAP essentially praises the Nice attack as the perfect operation. AQAP explains their reason for taking a closer look at this operation is so that others can copy the attack. So they broke this issue down into analysis, message, and guide. So first, they discuss the analysis of the operation, which starts with the successes, which was the target selection, which they said was essential to the success of this particular attack. The city of Nice is one of the most important tourist cities in France, and thus an attack would have a great economic impact. Obviously, people, after this happened, didn't necessarily want to run to Nice for vacation, and that was their point that they were making, that this would have some impact on that. And although there had been warnings, security officials concentrated on Paris, and therefore Nice was overlooked and came as a surprise. Also, choosing a long stretch of road so the truck could accelerate at maximum speed to cause the most damage and casualties. So more people were unable to escape because of the shock value, the high rate of speed. They panicked. They didn't get out of the way. And more people were caught off guard. So the day of the event was a French national holiday. And a lot of people were outside to celebrate in this mass gatherings. It was at night and there were fireworks. The weapon used was one that did not attract attention because there was no buying of explosives where it would raise a red flag. So this is something simple that was used by everyday civilians. The use of firearms during the assault was intended to kill more people as they were running from the truck, but also he had a gun so he could shoot people as they were fleeing. Finally, the planting of fake explosives in the truck was used to delay security forces in order for the attacker to have more time to flee if that was an option. In this case, that was not an option because they were able to kill him. So the message of the operation was to instill fear and terror in other European nations. And as we've seen, actually, after this happened, additional HVE attacks that were conducted and claimed by ISIS. So AQAP states several times that a vehicular attack is a new form of weapon and that future operations of this nature won't be able to be detected in advance. AQAP states that tourism in France from now on will never be safe. It's worth mentioning that AQAP, their last successful attack that they were able to claim responsibility for was the Charlie Hebdo attack. So they have a specific, you know, reason for mentioning France. But the operation guide, both of them, the Nice guide and the Orlando guide, basically served as plugs for Inspire magazine. They've previously mentioned using vehicles as weapons, and they're basically happy someone finally listened to them. And they were glad that they could, you know, take this credit for that. You know, they've said in both issues, please refer to issue whatever, number two in this case, for more suggestions. And they also wanted to remind future attackers to make sure they leave a message about why they conducted an attack. Was it on behalf of ISIS? Was it on behalf of, you know, the Islamic State? Was it for American drone strikes or whatever? They want to make sure that everybody knows why they're doing it. So lastly, AQAP states that they're still actively planning attacks and will continue to support any group or individual that wishes to conduct an attack. In the past 2 years, ISIS has overshadowed AQAP as the face of the global jihadi movement. These short supplements with commentary, remind everyone that AQAP is still here, although they haven't been able to conduct large-scale attacks or as many attacks as ISIS. They want people to know that they still have a footprint in lone jihad operations. They remind everyone in both issues that Osama bin Laden was the original mastermind behind lone jihad operations, and that gives them some historical street cred. Inspire magazine has influenced several terrorism cases in the United States, the Boston Marathon bombing, Jose Pimentel in New York, and in the recent case of San Bernardino, they were inspired by reading Inspire magazine for instructional purposes, but pledged allegiance to ISIS.
So what we've been seeing with homegrown violent extremists is, just like the San Bernardino shooters, they will be inspired by a number of different Salafi jihadist organizations. So they'll pick a little bit from Inspire, they'll pick a little bit from ISIS's Dabiq magazine, but then you see them mostly pledging allegiance to ISIS. And we saw this again with the two women in Queens who were plotting to conduct an attack. They got the instructions for how to make a pressure cooker bomb from Inspire magazine, and they even contributed an article to Inspire at one point. Yep. And they had Osama bin Laden as the background on her cell phone. It was a background image. But ultimately, they said that they were trying to provide material support or trying to conduct an attack on behalf of ISIS. So when we're looking at ISIS propaganda, conversely, comparing that to AQAP, we saw AQAP release about 15 issues in 6 years. We have ISIS releasing 15 issues in 2 years, a little over 2 years now. So ISIS is almost the complete opposite of AQP, where they flood their supporters and their followers with almost too much propaganda. So not just looking at Dabiq alone, ISIS puts out so many different forms of propaganda, whether it be the radio broadcasts, Arabic language magazines. They really just have a plethora of different propaganda options for their followers. So when we're looking at AQAP with these Inspire guides, they're taking a little different approach, where ISIS is more exclusive and they want to kind of claim credit for all these things, all these attacks. You're seeing AQAP trying to be a little bit more inclusive, where they're saying, you know, it doesn't really matter what group you conducted this attack on behalf of. This is all for the furtherance of jihad. We all have the same purpose, underlying purpose here, which is something I don't think we'd see ISIS doing. We would never see ISIS kind of come out and praise an AQAP attack. Or no. An AQ attack, right?
No,
right, Alyssa? So
not.
I think this is something a little different that AQAP is trying to say, like Alyssa just mentioned. Hey guys, we're still here. Don't forget about us. Remember we mentioned this using a vehicle back in like 2010?
Just to wrap it up, AQAP does not have the media presence and ability to put out as much propaganda as ISIS. They're constantly getting hit by drones. They are, you know, fighting a civil war. They just don't have the same media capability as ISIS. So when these Inspire guides come out or Inspire magazine, that's like a huge deal to them. They have a very little and very low presence on social media. They might have a few people on Twitter or Telegram or some other sites, but that's really it. They don't have what ISIS has. Mm-hmm. So when they do put out these guides, they make sure they're pretty tight.
And you also said they only have one English language speaker for their propaganda, right?
Right, that I know of. Yeah. They're only using one speaker that knows English, and he was trained by the previous propaganda person for AQAP who was killed last April. So he's been gone for a while, and it's taken them a little bit of time to get up to speed and to be able to put out this kind of propaganda. So it is important.
I think that's the thing, like ISIS has lots of English language speakers, and when we're looking at, I think it's like when we're looking at ISIS's magazines, they're very heavy and dense when it comes to Islamic content or content that they pull out of the Quran, and it's mostly justification for acts that they've carried out or calling for attacks, whereas when we're looking at AQAP's Inspire guides, even though they come out less frequently, I think that they're more substantive. So
they have more of an effect on people.
Precisely. I mean, most of the times, previous attacks of the Boston bombers, etc., they have constantly referred back to Inspire magazines because they provide readers with a step-by-step on how to put together a bomb or how to put together a weapon to conduct an attack, whereas ISIS is just like, hey, pick up anything, grab anything that you can and attack anybody. It's not giving them a step-by-step instruction on how to conduct the attack as opposed to AQAP, where it's telling them this is how you make it and this is where you should kind of attack.
And we could do a whole nother podcast on the Al-Waqi effects.
Oh, Anwar Al-Awlaki. Yeah. Yes.
So we'll save that for another day.
Yeah. Sounds good. So thanks again for tuning in to Intelligence Unclassified. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.